Welcome to At the Whiteboard. I'm your host, Joe Manichi, and I want to thank you for listening. On this week's episode, I sit down with Fortitude Fitness member and friend Jamie O'Leary. We discuss how to win the morning and offer some tips to help you dominate the morning and set the tone for a productive day. We also discuss a few takeaways from my experience with our latest Paleo Challenge. But before we do, let me fill you in on a couple happenings around the gym. Barbells and Bibles is Saturday, May 18th after the WOD around 10 a.m. Memorial Day Murph and Barbecue is happening on Saturday, May 25th at 9 a.m. If you'd like to bring food, please see the sign-up sheet in the gym. Don't forget, we have a weekly ruck that happens every Saturday morning. Check our social media for start times and locations. Speaking of the ruck, looks like we're getting a good group together to hit the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion light challenge in Tampa on June 1st. If you have any questions about the event, please let me know. Now let's get into this week's episode.
Yes, I feel special.
All right, well, welcome to this episode. I'm here with, who am I here with?
School
Jamie
teacher.
O'Leary. Jamie
School
O'Leary, teacher. Our first ever guest on At the Whiteboard. Jamie, for those of you that don't know you, that's not very many people, but why don't you go ahead and fill us in on, give us the Cliff Notes version of you.
Father first, I have three beautiful children, of course, who I don't get to see enough. Another story, another podcast. Teacher. And someone who really enjoys, being down here with my Fortitude family, as I call you guys. It's an honor, I must say, to be your first guest, I think, maybe your first guest. It's pretty cool. Hopefully many more podcasts to come. But wow, I don't know what to say about myself other than just what I told you. Certainly, maybe I could...
If you miss out on that and want to hear more, just come to a 5 a.m. class.
He'll
fill you in on everything in there. It's also the teacher of my beautiful daughter, Brooke.
And yes.
Was it A-Push? No, not yet. She's just in Push.
No, just... Yeah, she's in my honors world history class next year.
Is she doing good?
She is. She's a great
kid. Let's be honest.
No, she is doing very good. All she's right. doing very well. And, okay. you know, it's funny because she's one of the few students that come back to my classroom during lunch. So it's kind of cool because I get to connect with the kids. You can connect with them in class, but then it's always cool. And I feel pretty special when kids want to spend their lunch period, in my classroom where they don't have to be, but they want to come back and eat lunch. And although sometimes it's a blessing and a curse,
how
that goes.
I
just want some
downtime, Well, we just finished smashing Cinco de Mayo workout, so that was...
Is that what I smell?
Exactly. Smash that. We had a good group doing that. 50 push-ups, 1,250-meter run. 50 box jumps, 1,250-meter run. 50 meters of overhead walking lunges, 1,250-meter run. 50 burpees, and then ended with a 1,250-meter run.
Yeah, I think you guys had me at the 50 push-ups and run. I was good
that was
at
tough.
That point.
We got lapped by nearly everybody.
Shout out to Jolie and Clint.
They smashed that, made us look, that was good. They did awesome.
They did. Everyone really
Everyone did good. They lapped us twice, I think. But that's okay. We're not here for trophies. We're here for my fitness. So
yeah, definitely.
We're good. Work out occasionally.
By the way, shout out to that brownie. What's the deal with that brownie? That was amazing.
That was
my God.
Base culture brownies.
Available. I know it's a shameless plug. I mean, it might sound like a shameless plug, but it really isn't. Oh my God, I could crush. The problem with those, Joe, is they're so good that you could eat two or three.
You
of
You could, and
easily.
They're super high in calories. That's super high, but 280 calories, I think, and ton of fat in them because they are. They are covered with almond butter, which you couldn't get better than that. So all right, so we're going to talk about today. Today we're going to talk about healthy habits.
Yes. I think that's great and something that I've been, trying to learn more about. Shout out to Joe Manichino. He's sitting next to me. He kind of turned me on to other podcasts. And really, I've learned a lot by listening to other people speak. And, Joe, the one thing that I've noticed throughout all of the different people and successful people in fitness, but not just fitness, in business and what have you, is they all seem to have a similar morning routine or rituals that they use on a daily basis. And so I think it's a great way for us to kind of maybe talk a little bit about that.
Definitely.
Especially,
But some of them are kind of, we're going to kind of do an every, in my opinion, kind of an every man's version. Some of the ones we listen to on some of the podcasts, and if you're in any of our classes, sort of joke around about it, but they kind of go over the top with some of the stuff, and it's almost seems unreasonable or unrealistic to even attain.
You mean you don't roast fennel seeds in the morning?
No, I have not found the time where we're able to, I don't even know where to get fennel seeds, yeah. Never mind roast them. You know, and like, I don't check email until, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon once my circadian rhythm comes back into play and all this kind of nonsense, which is awesome if I
yeah. So do you reach out to your tribe at 10 a.m.?
My tribe is usually asleep when I'm awake. So if I have a tribe, do I have a tribe? I do.
Yeah.
I guess you're part of my tribe. Well, everyone here is part of my tribe.
Yeah. We're a wolf pack. Can we be a wolf pack?
Wolf pack is better. Yeah.
All right. Wolf pack.
So the joke behind that, if you listen to other podcasts, these guys all have a tribe, their team they reach out to every morning to get their energy lined up for the day. So, but really, some of the things, let's talk a little bit about what we do, or at least, I mean, what do you do?
Okay.
Do you do anything?
Well, yes. And so recently I've turned to journaling, and I wanted to give really, a shout out to you because I've seen a marked change in you. You've been doing it longer than me. It's something that we hear about, and you and I actually, it's, you know, kind of funny that we used to joke about it.
Right.
And then you adopted it, I'm going to say maybe 3 months ago.
3 months ago, yes. Come on, and, my 3-month anniversary.
I'm about 1 month in, and that has kind of helped me. You know, in the morning, sometimes I struggle in the morning with anxiety or thoughts that run through my head, and sometimes just putting it out there on paper. And I think the one thing that I noticed with journaling is, and you and I talked about this when we had coffee a couple weeks ago, is I went back and looked at something I'd written down like earlier, like 2 weeks earlier, something that was concerning me or troubling me.
A major problem you thought at the time.
At the time, I woke up with this problem, and I look back 2 weeks, you know, later, fast forward 2 weeks later,
right.
Forward, and I'm like, I was really worried about that problem.
Yeah.
So that was like the aha moment that, wow, like it, you know, maybe some of the things that we struggle with, and at least I struggle with in the morning, although it does seem big, if you just allow itself some time, it's not as.
Right. It's not as big. And that's what, and I believe after getting into this a little bit and asking some of our members, there are quite a few members that journal daily. What I've noticed is it's helped me not only clear my mind in the morning, I kind of do just write down how I feel, you know, overnight and things I'm thinking about, but it's led me down a couple of different paths for me personally. For me, I actually started, believe it or not, meditating, which is, I kind of do everything, just kind of clear my head for 10 minutes before I journal and write things down. And what I've also noticed is it's helped me become just, I used to hate writing. Like I couldn't even write an email. Mm-hmm. And just journaling every day has helped me kind of even be a better writer. And shout out to Melanie Waxler for that one, because she's helping me. Every time I talk to her about writing, so she's our resident writer in the gym. So she's kind of helped me along with that as well. So.
Yeah, and some of the cool things that I learned with it is I just write down whatever I'm feeling, and it's very personal to me. It's something that I would not want necessarily to share with others. And it's that one opportunity for me just to write down whatever I'm thinking about at that time or feeling at that time. So it is kind of really cool. And I always end my writing that daily morning write with a gratitude.
Right. Okay? Me too. I do three things I'm grateful for.
And it's something that it might sound corny to some. And again, I expect people maybe hear, oh, gratitude, what the heck is that? But it's what's interesting is my gratitude started out maybe, and it, you know, it's funny because it varies depending on my mood.
Right.
But it's grown. My list has grown. And I think that is in direct correlation or, you know, connection to the fact that I'm writing more and I'm journaling more. And so now that list is growing. So maybe that first few weeks I was grateful for four things.
Right.
Now my list has grown to 10 things that I'm grateful for. And that is really, really freaking
different
amazing.
Different people throughout the day become, realize who you're great, you know, you didn't realize before, but now they're on the forefront of my mind of who I'm grateful for. And a lot of our, you know, sounds corny too, but a lot of our members even show up on that list for me that I've gotten to speak to and have helped me out without even knowing it. You know, so I'm grateful for a lot of things, and of course my dogs have made the list a few times. Grateful mm-hmm. for my hounds, but so the journaling's been a big thing. What other things do you do? You have a breakfast routine?
No, so I crush coffee, black coffee. Yeah. So I'm trying. You know what I would love to incorporate is. Oh no! By the way, getting back to journaling real quick. Before I don't turn the news on. I don't touch my phone. I don't do anything that is going to. I want my thoughts to be fresh. I don't want them to be tainted by social.
Let's back up then. We'll each do it. Why don't you paint? Give me your. Wake up to breakfast, if you will.
Okay.
The time you get out of bed to.
I wake up. Obviously, I hit the head. Okay. Champion.
We could leave that out.
But champion. Okay. I grab a black coffee. I sit at the table, like the dining room table. I don't really have a dining room table per se. It's like a kitchen table. And I write. I give myself anywhere. Sometimes it's as quick as 5 minutes because I write down anywhere from five. Sometimes it goes into 10 minutes, but I at least 5 minutes of writing with
now,
my coffee.
Did you find? Because we first talked about this many weeks ago. I know I had to start off with a timer, thinking five minutes was going to be hard.
Yes.
Now the 5 minutes seems like a cakewalk.
Correct.
And I have to actually tone it down almost because I could be there for a while. But so you don't have a problem with like time writing anymore.
No, I mean, I still use it because I want to keep the same routine. I'm a creature. Okay. But I agree with you. And my advice to anyone who would love to try it is just start off small. Anything that you're going to, I mean, this is just Jamie speak now. Start off small. No one says you have to write for 20 minutes. Do 5 minutes. Okay. Yeah. Do something that you know that you can do on a consistent basis. But anyway, 5 minutes. Sit there with my coffee. I would really love to crush a water before the coffee, because I hear, you know, and we could probably, you would know more about this than I, about how it affects the body and how good it is to, you know, drink water.
Right.
But coffee, and then
coffee's water.
It is, but it's, yeah, I'd like to, yeah. So this is true. It is. Basically, it's flavored hot water.
Yeah, it's water.
Yeah.
It's good.
When I'm done writing, I don't reread it.
I don't know if there's a rule for that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure that out myself. I don't know, because I've been, this is only my third month, but I haven't reread any of mine yet.
Oh, I enjoy rereading it.
And it's funny because I imagine a lot of it, I know for a while there, I got a few that were kind of on the same topic over and over again. So that'd be kind of interesting. If anybody knows of a rule when I should reread our journals, let us know, because I'm curious when we should do that.
Yeah. And then I usually go to, and I probably shouldn't, but I do, Bay News 9. Just quickly, it's on as I get ready. Well, what I'll do is, you know, if you really want my morning routine, it's not really that, but I'll try to get my, I might get a quick shaving because I do come down at 5 a.m. And when I leave sometimes, actually, you caught me the other day with shaving cream.
Good. We don't have to go like into that deep of detail. It's kind of like a 10,000 foot view.
Okay. Coffee, a little news, get ready. Make my lemon water in my, you know, to take to the gym. I do my 5 a.m. class, which there are times I say to myself, oh, body's a little sore right now. I could use, maybe I'll, you know, not go. And I
maybe do option two.
Yes, we could, yes, option
another
two.
Another podcast.
That's a whole nother podcast for another day. I'm not sure if option two is easier than option one. Sometimes
I don't think it is.
Wonder. Sometimes I just think
they're equally as challenging, but we'll talk about that another time.
I come to the gym, and I have to tell you, Joe, I always feel so much better leaving and say to myself, God, that was great that I went this morning, you know? And it just jumpstarts my day, so that when I feel like training in the morning for me personally, it just makes me a better teacher, because I go to school and I've already been up for, you know, a couple hours.
More focused.
And I'm so ready to attack the day. I would love for anyone to challenge. If you don't believe me, ask my first period kids, my students. They're like, Mr. O'Leary, how the hell do you do it, man? Like, what's up with you? Like, how many cups of coffee have you had?
So Brooke's been coming to 5 a.m. How is she in school? Is she sleeping or like,
no,
what's the deal?
Not at all. No? I'm not going to say I see more energy. I don't see less energy from her. I'm not with her throughout the. I just see her for 50.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I just see a snapshot of her, so I see her for 50 minutes. But I'm actually pretty proud. I'm surprised that she's been able to.
Yeah, me too.
You know, stay with it. You know, and she kind of. What's cool about that too is like, is she keeps me accountable. It's funny that you know, I have a 16-year-old kid that keeps me accountable. Mr. Leary, you didn't go today. What's going on? Or you know, you missed 2 days, Mr. Leary. Like, where were you? And it's like. It's just like a little bit like, okay, like O'Leary, like you need to, you know, like where are you? Yeah. You know, like, you know, suck it up and get there in the morning.
Which is funny because the 5 a.m. class is like, oh, O'Leary's not here. It's a little quieter.
This is true.
It's all good though.
I really do like my 5 a.m. peeps, man. I tell you what, we have a good group. You know, if you really think about it, it's the one thing I'll say about 5 a.m. I guess you could say about, you would know this better than I. It's the same, pretty much the same people. It's very rare.
We don't get any new folks at 5 a.m.
You don't get drop-ins at 5 a.m.
No, not generally. No,
you know,
it's as I always like to say, we're all here because we're not all there. So, but yeah, no, 5 a.m. is a good class. They're total different feeling than like a 5:30 p.m. class. The energy level is not exactly. I try to bring it, but it's hard sometimes.
And you always say the same stuff. You're like, okay, guys, you guys excited?
Right, but what are you gonna say?
You know, it's like, all right, Joe, we've heard that 1,000 times. Like, what do you want? Yeah, you want us to be like, yeah.
Yeah, I do. A little energy. Help me. Help me help you. Yeah. All I can say. All right, anyway. So, Beta's 9. You feel better.
I come to the gym. I get a good sweat on, and I'm ready to attack the day. I feel like, and this is going to sound cliche, those of you in the podcast world, but, you know, you have to own the morning. If you can... own the morning, then you will crush your day.
You still doing the cold shower thing?
I stopped.
I
want to get back into the cold shower thing.
I was curious.
And it never gets easy, you know? Yeah. Cold shower. And,
What's the theory behind the cold shower, for those that don't know, is if you can't survive a cold shower, the rest of you, like, you really can't survive anything, I believe is the theory behind it, right? If you can't even take a cold shower in the morning...
Yes.
Your day...
Then you can't...
You really can't do much of anything.
Because life is going to throw you a curveball. Yeah. And I'm trying to figure that out. I'm trying to own the morning so that I can, you know, deal with the stressors throughout the day. When I mean stressors, it stressors are different for everyone. My stressors are going to be different than your stressors.
Got to figure out what movie to play and
yeah, what coloring books I'm going to use.
Coloring book.
Those types of things. Jerk.
Sweatshirt you're gonna wear?
Well, yeah, what sweatshirt I'm gonna wear? I haven't kind of been dressed down lately.
Really?
Jeans.
Slacking?
Slacking a little bit.
Skinny jeans?
Yeah, I do wear
tailored.
Yeah.
Tailored.
Tapered.
Not skinny jeans, tapered jeans.
Tapered.
Definitely. My goal in life is to make Mr. O'Leary not wear tapered jeans to school. He can't fit in them.
And I like to show off my ankles too.
I cuff
my pants and show off my ankles.
Peg them like 1990.
Yes. That was the style back in the day, kid.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
I think I even did that. I'm not even sure. But
yeah, so that's kind of, again, I feel like the days that I'm able to do those things, I have a much better day. And then lastly, like real quick, like I try to, and I haven't perfected it. Maybe you and I can help me with this and we can work together on this. Like I'd love some support, help with, you know, being able to, in a sense, the same way I own the morning, somehow own the night. Now that might be a little bit more difficult, but put myself in the best position possible to get a good night's sleep so that I can do the same the following day. Difficult.
Yes, it is difficult for most people with everything going on in the evening. It's a lot easier for me, in my opinion, especially for me, it's a lot easier in the morning because I truly can control that. I can control when I get up, and as most of you know, I'm an early riser. I get up.
Do you even sleep?
No, oh, yeah, occasionally. I get up when most people are going to bed. But the morning routine is very similar to mine. As far as the evening goes, that's a little tougher one to manage because of everything that's going on. Working late and little hiccups in the schedule are hard, but you can still do the same things. I mean, you can not watch TV, right? Like, I haven't watched TV at night. I can't even tell you the last time I watched TV. I don't even have... I think I watched TV... what was the Super Bowl?
That was the beginning of February, February 3rd or something.
So somewhere around February is the last time I watched TV.
Do you know I pay over $200 for a Spectrum cable, and I don't even know... I have, like, the premium platinum package, and I don't watch... I'm finding myself watching reruns of The Sopranos on Amazon Prime.
Forget about it.
Yeah. Oh, forget about it.
But no, I haven't watched TV.
Take the cannolis.
Yeah.
Well, that's a different movie, but it's same premise.
So where were we? Oh yeah, so the watching
routine.
TV. No, the evening routine is the same.
Routine.
Getting you back on track. The evening routine. You know, don't watch TV. You could even. I've been thinking about journaling at night, maybe
to like kind a brain of, dump.
Kind of, but then I'm wondering if I have anything to write about in the morning.
Yes, you will.
I'm sure I will.
You totally will, because I'll write things that, like, I'll even write down, like, a dream I had. The weirdest
really?
Dreams. Like, I write down whatever I wanted. What I love about journaling in the morning is I can write whatever I want to write about.
And that's cool. And you mentioned that earlier. It's so personal. I mean, I'd
rip your heart out if you read my stuff and made
it. Oh, that's 100%. And I write down stuff. I'm not even sure Renee knows where my journal is. And I hope not. But, and not that I write.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if I write anything bad in it or not. It's mine. It's my personal thing. And there's a lot of stuff that I won't. It's just on my mind and on my heart. And I write it. And I don't necessarily want anybody to read it. It's what I didn't want to put down on it.
At that time.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, I think the biggest thing with the night stuff is, you know, everyone waste a lot of time just watching TV, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Watching TV. I mean, I don't watch TV, well, of course, by the time I get home, eat dinner and go to bed. But
no, you don't watch TV.
You don't watch TV much at all, except for when college football comes on. I'll start watching it again on Saturday. There goes Brooke now. So my routine looks kind of the same. I wake up early.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that. So
mine, I wake up early. I won't tell you what time.
Probably like 3?
No.
2?
1:30-ish.
God!
Then I spend 10 minutes, just sort of make my coffee, 10 minutes sitting there.
What are you
doing? Now, this is weird. So this is weird.
You put creamer in your coffee?
Almond milk.
Okay.
Almond milk. Almond milk in my coffee.
You gotta go black, kid.
I go 24 ounces in the morning, 24 ounces, a little bit of almond milk. I used to go black, then a little bit of almond milk. Then for me, like, my switch is the sitting Indian style on the couch. That's
crisscross
applesauce.
Come on, this is a politically correct podcast.
We can't say that anymore.
I'm offended that you would say that, Joseph. Right.
So that's the key to me. Like, even the dogs know, like, crisscross applesauce, time to focus.
Mm-hmm.
So the two hounds, sort of just sit there, and I just sit there and, just meditate, pray, think. Mm-hmm. I've been using this app called Headspace.
Mm-hmm. You were telling me about that. No, I want. Now that you said that they give you like a 2-week free.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks free. And I don't use it every day because I kind of get the gist of what they're doing. If I get stuck, I'll use it. But it just sort of sits there, and there's this like Australian guy, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know his accent. He just sort of talks to you.
Maybe he's New Zealand.
Maybe. That could be. I'm not sure. But he's definitely not Jeremiah from Ramwad. I can tell you that. He's got a much softer voice. But and he just sort of talks you through it, and like soft focus, and then your brain's like the cloud, the sky, and you want blue skies, and your thoughts are just the clouds flashing by.
Mm-hmm.
So I spend 10 minutes just sort of sitting there, getting my mind right, and then I off to the kitchen desk area
to write.
I journal,
uh-huh.
And then get dressed and start it.
That's sweet.
Get
yeah. So one of the things that I'd like to incorporate into my morning routine would be that what you just said, you know, meditation. Just that, you know, again, I'm a podcast freak. And one of the things that you hear throughout is all these successful people, whether they be business, entertainment, sports and nutrition, they all are finding ways to
have that downtime. So interestingly enough, and I think we have talked about this before, but there's a podcast put on by Joe DeSena, the Spartan Life.
Yeah, you turned me on a while back.
So Joe DeSena founded Spartan Race, and his goal was to interview 500 people, 500 successful people. Now, what is success? Of course, that's up in the air, right?
Uh-huh.
Zig Ziglar has a definition of success. Everyone's definition of success is different, but his goal was to interview 500 successful people and find out the things that sort of tie everyone together, because everyone has those commonalities that are the same. And one of them is that it's like the morning routine, the journaling, the meditation, the not not watching TV. Not
correct.
Saying you can't be successful and watch TV, but mm-hmm. most of them don't, because they're either reading or researching or mm-hmm. you know or getting better. So you know, you put under that umbrella, mm-hmm. right? So that's interesting, and that's one of those common things that they all do is have that downtime of just meditating before they get their day started. Now I noticed. Hopefully Renee won't listen to this. I'm sure she won't. But right now we only have two listeners, so
yeah,
and I'm one of them, and I think Brooke is the other, so we'll be okay. But I noticed the difference. So this is I've noticed a huge difference now between like Renee and I. Like I notice I am so calm with stuff now because I started journaling and like meditating and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And like little things. Like you just said, you read your journal from a few weeks ago. You're like, I was worried about that.
Correct.
Like, none of this stuff bothered me. It's like a blip on the radar of life. Like it's just, it's here and it's gone. And then like, yeah, it sucked for that, you know, 24-hour period or whatever. But other than that, it's gone. Like that's it. It's over and you move on.
I mean, real quick story. I journaled. I made the mistake. I'll make a very, very long story short, but I made the mistake. I ordered a Supreme fanny pack for my son through StockX. And anyone who knows anything about StockX is it's kind of like a buy. It's like a marketplace where you buy something. People sell things and you buy it, right? And you bid on it, but you can buy it outright.
Okay.
I bought it, okay? But it didn't, when I clicked the buy button, I didn't see like that it registered that I bought it. So I thought I hit it four times. So I bought the same freaking thing four times. So 130 times four, do the math, is what was on my credit card. I could not reverse the charges. I could not, I basically owned them. Dude, I was like stressed out. I'm like, oh my God, I've spent over $500 on the same thing. Anyway, long story short, I spoke to my students, like, Mr. Lee, you'll have no problem selling them. Sold them, I didn't make any money, of course, because I didn't want to make any money. I just wanted to get rid of it.
Right.
And was able to sell that product. So in other words, what I was stressed out about back then
was a quick fix.
So I think that kind of plays into your point. We stress out about things. And listen, there are stressors. Let's be honest. It's personal to us. It's a stress.
Right.
We write it down. But when you go back and look, you're like, geez Louise, I allowed that to take up space in my brain. I allowed myself to wake up in the morning
and worry
feeling
about that.
Anxious about that. I allowed that to maybe be short with someone because that was bothering me. And so I think to your point is that journaling allows you to see that, and then maybe moving forward you become...
Take a different attitude.
Take a different approach to when... Because life is going to throw you a curveball.
Right.
Life is, you know, like things are going to happen throughout your day, your weeks, your month that's going to maybe... get you off kilter. But by doing what you've been doing over the past 2 months, I think now you have a different approach to that curveball that gets
definitely thrown your way. I totally agree with that, and of course this has been a journey for me for a while doing different things to realize that, but it's amazing starting with listening to Zig Ziglar 10-15 years ago and really getting in on his stuff, and then of course podcasts and all that. But like I said, the weirdest thing is now I see it so fast in other people. Like, and I deal with, you know, not only gym people, but outside, like I immediately see when somebody's like kind of on the, especially outside the gym, everyone in the gym is positive and, you know, everyone wants to be here and wants to get better and try to improve their life, which is why they're here. But then when you step outside of those walls, right, paradigm shift.
Correct.
Right. So, like, this is our paradigm, and this is what we know. And when you step outside of that, and you see, like, you know, you go to Walmart, and there's somebody just complaining about, like, you know, they're out of M&Ms or some ridiculousness. And,
yes.
You know, like that. So your biggest problem right now is there's no M&Ms or whatever that
correct.
Is. You know,
correct.
Like, and you're about to ruin five other people's days because they didn't have, you know, that blue shirt in the right size that you needed.
Correct.
You know, and it's just so weird how that attitude is taken, and how I think the interesting is how I see it now. I see it, I pick up on it so fast, and I can tell right away, and so that's one of the things that I've really taken from this journaling thing. But anyway, so outside of journaling, and then I don't eat breakfast until 10. I get the
so basically
awesome,
you intermittent fast.
Yeah, and why intermittent fast.
Okay,
exactly. Right, I get the awesome opportunity to
see. Ken, you're not the only one who intermittent fast.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, all right. Okay, we'll edit that out. But anyway.
No, that's my boy. He knows I'm kidding.
So we go into, then I come in and go to the office for a little while first, do some stuff for the office, get that stuff ready. Here at the gym at 4, open up, get things ready to rock and roll. Welcome my awesome 5 and 6 a.m. class, although the 6 a.m. class, 6 a.m.ers.
Hit or miss your 6 a.m.
Ah, yeah, hit or miss.
When I say hit or miss, I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean, yeah. you might have 4 or 5 people.
Or
you
one.
May only have one.
Or none.
Or none.
Or none. Or the James folks who don't sign up, they just show up. When I think I'm going to have none, then I have 7.
So now the trick would be if we can get those 6 a.m.ers to come 5 a.m.
5 a.m. would be a rocking class.
That would be badass.
A rocking class, absolutely. But no, the 6 a.m. class. Then I head back to the office. Then I get the awesome opportunity to take my youngest daughter, Elise, to school. So
that's pretty cool.
That is cool. I really look forward to that every day. So I get, or most days, I don't take her on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. But so I take her to school and then smash my breakfast at 10.
Good.
And then that's it. Then like the day's over, go then lunch. Got to take my lunch time nap. That's a given.
That's a beautiful thing. And now, speaking of breakfast, 10 a.m., whatnot, did you want to maybe wait? I know that you guys had finished the challenge. Any takeaways from that experience?
Yeah, well, hopefully, we're going to have the leaders of that podcast.
Coach, you mean I'm Sam, not an everyday podcaster person thingy?
My co-host?
Yeah.
It could be, I guess.
All right.
I don't know. We can talk about that.
Yeah, another. Yeah. We'll talk off mic for that.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. But anyway,
contract negotiations. We're gonna have Coach Sam and Coach Boss Lady Renee on talking more about the Paleo Challenge. But I don't mind digging into that a little bit. We started the Paleo Challenge April 1st. Mm-hmm. I was down 16.
That's pounds, amazing. That's like amazing. That. And not blowing sunshine up your backside, but I can definitely see it. I noticed it. It's just kind of funny when you eat clean like that.
Right.
I don't want to use the word clean because that's exactly. Overused, guys. Get away. I'm going to try to in 2019. I'm going to get away. It's just when you eat real food.
Right.
Okay.
And honestly, I don't even care. Like, so here's my take on it. I don't even give a hoot that I lost the weight. I mean, I am happy that I did because I feel better. But let me tell you why this was important to me. I used to smash. Literally, and it was a joke because I would text Coach Deej in the morning, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's not even 8 o'clock yet. I've had, like, 40 ounces of coffee and 4 bangs, right?
That's crazy.
It's crazy, right? Like, seriously, like, I would have 2 bangs before 8 a.m., right? Bangs, Bang Energy Drink. Shout out to them. That's really going to make a lot of noise. Really make a lot of noise. We'll all go together.
I'm just trying to grab his water. For those of you, yeah, I'm just trying to grab this water.
We got plenty of room, though, because we bought new mic.
Did you want a water?
Hold it. No, I'm good.
All right.
So the biggest thing for me was I would drink 3 bangs a day.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
I've never had a bang once, but I heard nothing but great things about them.
But anyway, 3 bangs a day. So I'd have like 1 or 2 in the morning. Then I'd have to have one before I came back to the gym at like 5 o'clock, right? And they always like, what? Don't drink caffeine after 1 o'clock or noon,
yeah.
Right? That's like the big thing. Like, heck, I'm smashing one at 6
correct.
p.m., right? But anyway, so the biggest thing for me was I haven't had an energy drink since April 1st.
So, and now are you going to try to stay with that?
I am. I am going to do everything I can. And believe me, after I finished that WAD today, I was restocking the water thing, and I'm like, oh, there's Killcliff in there. Like, I want to grab one.
Yeah.
Like, nope, I'm just going to grab the water and walk away from it, right? So that's the biggest thing that I've taken away was, you know, no energy drinks. And now, like, I'm conscious, which is cool because... And look, being realistic, I know I'm going somewhere down the road. I'm going to do everything I can to stay on it and do good. But there's going to be pitfalls. I mean, I know that. But like now it's like, oh, look, there's Easter candy. Like, no, I don't need that. Like,
yes.
Right? They say what? The temptation lasts about 15 to 20 seconds. So if mm-hmm. you can hold that, hold off, and like, boom, you rock it out, right? And then like, so the cool thing is like I went in and this is how crazy it got. Like, we have paleo, I don't want to say paleo potato chips because that's not right, but paleo chips, they're potato chips, but they're made in olive oil and good stuff, right? So you can have them. But
very tricky though when you
very
say that.
Exactly. Because why? Because like, oh, they're paleo.
You put paleo on
so
it.
So let me eat a bunch of them,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So that's not the point. So what I did was actually got the big bag at Sam's.
Correct.
And Ray's making fun of me because I'm in there actually portioning them out.
Yes. Right?
So now I know I can grab one and just sneak away with 150 calories and like 6 grams of fat.
It's almost like that. Didn't the Lay's use you just can't eat one chip?
Exactly. And that's
the
truth.
It's the same
it's
thing.
It's like one handful, one bag, you know. So those are kind of the things that I took away from it the most. And of course, the weight loss was awesome because I got Summer Strong coming up here at the end of May, and I didn't want to be the fat kid rolling into Summer Strong.
Yeah, no, that's pretty awesome. And I'll just tell you from a membership standpoint, at 5 a.m., I noticed a difference in, and it could be a combination of the journaling, because the journaling happened before the
right.
challenge, but you mix those two together, and it's like, you know, what a perfect thing that you're able to do for yourself. And I've seen it even in your in the way in which you're, and this is not a slight against you prior to this, but like just in the way in which that you are coaching, you know, you seem more energetic. You seem, not that you weren't energetic prior
I
just see a difference. Okay.
Yeah, and I was more focused. Definitely. I mean, I agree. I agree with that. And we've often talked about that, even doing that as a gym, to be honest, kind of peel back the curtain a little bit. We've even talked about videoing one of my, a mentor, in my opinion, can be somebody that you follow via, social, not necessarily social media, but read their books or watch their videos. And Brett Bartholomew, who was a strength coach in Georgia, he put out a great course that we took. And one of his things is like, you need to man up or woman up and videotape one of your sessions and see what you're doing, because I guarantee you wouldn't be happy.
Man, that shouldn't be a shocker. Baseball players, athlete will they'll record their swing.
Right, exactly.
I mean, how do you know what you're?
What you're doing, right? Exactly.
Yeah. So
every once in a while, I remember pre all this stuff, I'd get the text message from Renee like, "Oh, I'm watching the video. You're just standing there," or mm-hmm. something like that, because Renee watches the videotapes.
Yes. But, godmother.
Yeah, godmother, and
she's always watching.
Why isn't Jamie playing basketball? Like, I don't know why Jamie's not playing basketball.
Because Jamie that morning had to do what he felt was right for him. I had to stretch my IT band, and I wanted to stretch.
Intuitive training. Another podcast.
You know, and just because I didn't play basketball doesn't mean that we get rid of the basketball hoop and no one likes it. I love it. I think it's a great addition to the gym. Okay.
All right, settle down. It's okay. Calm down.
All right.
Maybe we need a journal about it.
Okay, I'll journal. Yes, I'll write that down when I wake up if it hits me in the morning.
Some fennel seeds.
All right, anyway.
So what else? How are you eating?
So I thought I was going to be eating good, and then I kind of, the wheels fell off. So this week I made a conscious effort. I'm going to New York end of June. So I said, you know what, Jamie? It's about 8 weeks away. This is like end of last week. I'm like, what do you say? You just, you know, eat really good for the next 8 weeks and just see what happens. And so I'm 1 week in, 5-6 days in. And I'm feeling good. I'm using MyFitnessPal as a way to track. Okay. I believe
MyFitnessPal, by the way, huge for this. Of course, Renee and Coach Sam will get into that. But if you don't have MyFitnessPal, do it. Grab it.
So, and I don't know if this is correct. And maybe whoever's listening to this podcast could maybe help me out. And maybe Coach Renee could help me out. I have it set at 50 protein, 30 fat, 20 carbs. Okay, percentages.
I think.
The macros.
They're the masters of that, but I want to say it's.
Should be
40-30-30.
Okay.
I think, but again, she.
Now
would be
understand there. Something. I still probably there are times where that green light says you've exceeded your, blah 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 blah.
Right.
But I guess what I'm trying to do is make a conscious effort of what I'm eating. I'm cutting out. You know, I think my biggest issue is. You know, Cheez-Its. Well, let me have it. Like, as my son grabs the box and as I'm putting it away,
I have a
handful of Cheez-Its. By the way, I love Cheez-Its. It might be Cheez-Its. It might be something. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Mine was always the chicken nuggets.
Sometimes my son wants a quick little snack and I eat those little mac and cheeses. I don't even really like it. You add the water?
Yeah.
You know, let me. As I'm mixing it up and tasting it, like making sure it, okay, and then, so little things like that. So I'm really trying to just be smarter about, you know, I don't have a specific number in mind. It's kind of like what you're doing, what you did and what you're doing moving forward. It's just being smart about the types of things that
were. Little changes.
Little changes, you know, like, and getting back to what you said earlier, You know, I think when you do these challenges, we talked about this today when we were doing our workout, is if you can, the takeaways, in other words, when you finish your 30 days, whatever challenge it was. So for me, I did paleo, I did the Whole30 challenge way back when. And do you know, since that time, I've yet to put creamer or sugar in
That's
my
awesome.
coffee.
That's great.
I don't do dairy anymore. Now, with an exception, of course, we've often talked about this. You know, if I'm at somewhere and I want to have a slice of pizza, I'm going to have a slice of pizza.
Right. And we've talked about that where, sometimes, I forget who said it, I think it was on a Jay Ferrugia podcast, but the guy said sometimes having a slice of pizza with your family and friends is healthier than
Yes.
having a salad. And when you dig deep into that, that's
And that's
again.
kind of that's see that's where Jamie O'Leary's at. If you
Right.
if I if my daughter Kylie says to me, "Dad, I wanna like we're getting together Tuesday night. You know what? We're gonna go out. Like we're gonna go. I'm probably gonna take her to Panera's. That's kind of our spot.
Right.
I may have a flatbread."
Right, but in that case, that is healthier than, again, and to your point, we're thinking about having, and I had this conversation with Renee. We're thinking about having a Tuesday night taco ruck from
Oh,
the
I would
gym,
love that.
right? So she's like, "You're gonna go off paleo for a taco?" And I'm like, "But yeah, but you gotta understand, you're around friends, and in that case, that's healthier than, sitting there going like, okay, you guys eat a taco, I'm gonna bring my own food
Yeah.
and heat
Now,
it up."
you're probably gonna say, "Jamie, that's stupid," but you could theoretically, because I did it this week and I love it. Take lettuce and substitute the
For the
wrap.
bowl. Oh, 100%. Yeah, we do that
So
all the time.
there's nothing wrong with that. See, I'm down with that. Like, that's kind of where I'm at
All
right
right, but
now.
now you're
Like,
ruining my taco. Because
okay.
I want to have a taco.
So, but at least
They're
have option.
dollar taco.
But just because you want doesn't mean I have to have it,
No,
right?
that's true. I don't
It's
know if they
not
have
always
taco.
about you.
That's true. Good point.
I'll bring the butter lettuce. They have this really good hydroponic. Whenever I think of hydroponic, I think of marijuana. Like, yo, dude, that was
Sounds like
hydroponic
it.
weed. But it's hydroponic lettuce, right? You get it at Publix.
Oh my God.
And it's, bro, when I tell you,
Is
it's
it by
like
the
the.
fennel seats?
Yeah, it's by the fennel seats. And it's perfect. It creates the best little coupling for the tuna and or whatever, what you want to put in it, and
Okay.
you wrap it up. Ask your daughter. She sees me eat them all the time.
Oh, okay.
I sit there and I have my little cut up tomatoes. Like this whole week, I've been like cut up tomatoes, my cut up little bacon. Okay, uncured bacon, by the way, Applegate bacon. And I make my little wrap, and bro, it's so good.
That's good. That's
You know,
good.
that's where I'm at. That's where Jamie O'Leary's at right now.
Absolutely. And
Okay.
I think that's important. Like I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that person. Like you go to like a birthday party or a wedding or something like that, and be like, "No, I'm paleo. I'm not eating a
Yeah,
birthday cake."
please.
Like that.
Honestly, I don't want to surround myself. I mean, and listen, if that's your thing, that's cool. I just.
Yeah. Now, if you don't like, now, if you legitimately don't like that kind of stuff, that's fine. But
Yeah.
I don't think a diet or, and that's why I call it a lifestyle. I mean, I don't believe it should control you to that point. Like, yeah, no one wants the. Now, I'm not saying you should go out and like, I feel like having cake today and go out and smash a cake. Like, I don't
No.
think. But like, again, like having a slice of cake because you're around your child's birthday
Correct.
is totally different than just like, oh, it's Friday night, let's just go have a cake.
Yes.
But, so that's what I mean. And I think he had a good point with saying like, a slice of pizza with your family and friends is healthier than a salad in some cases. And I think it is. As long as it's
Yeah.
realistic,
And so again, getting back to like what you said, the takeaways, I really truly believe anyone that did that paleo challenge, and what do I know? I'm just, a school teacher and this journey with everyone else at this gym trying to live a healthier lifestyle and feel good.
Right.
But I would
Training
recommend
for life, not
training
trophies.
for life, not trophies.
Hashtag.
Hashtag. I would hopefully like to think that there's some certain things that you incorporate into your daily, that just become a part of who you are
Right,
moving
exactly.
forward. And again,
Like hopefully listening to this podcast will be
yeah,
like one of your things you gotta do.
we want more and more people to listen, and certainly, I know that I'm going to be listening to, the upcoming, shows, podcasts. I'm looking forward to hearing about the journey that Samantha Bills and your wife and many others went through. I know Clayton went through
Yeah, Clayton
a
lost some
transformation.
weight. Yeah,
So,
everyone did. I think everyone was on the positive side of losing
Sheffield,
weight.
right? Was it
Kristen Sheffield, she did
Kristen?
good.
So.
Everyone, but again, like the whole point of that, and of course we're going to deep dive into that during the podcast. But it wasn't about necessarily weight loss, you know, and I think that's where people get confused. But again, I don't want to waste time talking about that today. But you know, it's not about that. It's about making a healthy
yes
habit. And again, like, I'm not drinking energy drinks.
That's one of your takeaways.
I was afraid I was going to start glowing. Like, yeah. I was drinking so many energy drinks. Like, correct. I was afraid. I don't know what's in them. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe I go into a, you know, like, turn the lights off and I'll, like, look like an alien or something.
Yeah. We don't know.
But, yeah, so it's all about those takeaways and creating those healthy habits. Even if it's one simple thing that you do, which how I started originally, mm-hmm. way back when, one thing, and then you build on that. And then eventually I'll get to the point where I'm roasting fennel seeds and not checking my email till 3, and my circadian rhythm is, and I find my energy healer.
Yeah.
I don't know when that'll be.
All right. So a couple things I kind of want to wrap the show up with. So we talked about like where we are right now, what we've started and where we are with regards
you
to our morning.
You want to wrap the show up. I thought this my show.
No, I mean, you know me, I could sit here for another 3 hours
exactly,
and talk.
I know, we got to go.
And I don't want, and
I'm waiting for Renee to come in the office door, like, looking at me.
Oh, yeah. So. She's probably, like, right outside.
I think she already left.
She's probably right outside listening.
No, she's gone.
With a cup to the door, yeah. You know, listening. I lost my train of thought. But so what I want to do now is I want to kind of set some goals for myself.
Put them out there.
Ooh, so okay. The next time you could say to me, Jamie, have you been able to incorporate X, okay. Y, and Z? Right. So, and I don't know how to do this, and maybe we can talk off the record, off the podcast. I want to, and I know that there are limits on my phone, timers on my phone, but I would really truly love to move away from, and I don't want to, maybe in the next podcast I can tell you why I want to do this, but I'd like to limit my use of being on social media. Now, when I say social media, Jamie O'Leary is a 48-year-old man, so it's not going to be necessarily, it's really more or less two things that I would use, okay? First and foremost, Facebook. Secondly would be Instagram. Now, Instagram, very, very little. Facebook, very much so. I would like to actually, now this might sound extreme, but maybe not, and it sounds kind of silly, but maybe just either A, limit, or B, just completely go off it for a while.
Okay, so why don't we do this? And everyone's done that, and I will talk about this for 2 seconds. Again, small step, right? What do? Sunday, zero phone. I do not carry my phone with me on Sunday.
Okay.
So if you ever try to get hold of me on Sunday, like, I don't know, you need a beeper or something.
Okay.
Because
bring back beepers.
Bring back, that'd be cool. If the fake messages, like, you gotta read, like, what does that mean? Oh, it's 911. It's important.
So I had a beeper. We had beepers, but I had the cool Motorola, like
the
blue one.
You get the colors.
Yeah, yeah. It was blue, and like you'd pull it out, and then you'd have certain codes.
Right.
Like, I was dating a girl at one time, and she was a Ranger fan, and 1940 Men, I Love You. You know, it was stupid. Exactly. But whatever.
But anyway, so that's one of my.
Those are way before emojis.
Yeah. So why don't you? So you know, you could start by just like, hey, on Sunday. No Facebook on Sunday. And then snowball it into...
Okay.
Like that.
Sunday. I like that. Okay. So maybe I'll start this Sunday.
Sunday.
No Facebook. I can start being... Do you not have... What happens if your daughter wants to... how does that...
If it was up to me, no one in the... We survived.
So basically have a landline phone.
I'm pretty sure I was 16 at one time.
Yeah.
And last I checked, we didn't have cell phones. And I'm here today.
Correct.
Right? Like, I don't have my phone, literally do not have my phone on me on Sunday. Like, matter of fact, actually, we're done with this podcast. Once we're done and I'm home, I will put my phone away for the rest of, from now until, honestly, I do take it back. I do use it again Sunday night, mm-hmm. after dinner, about 7 or 8 o'clock, just to make sure if somebody called or messaged me or something like that. But mm-hmm. other than that, I am off the grid.
Okay. So I'll definitely...
But you start small. Just
start small. Okay. And then the second thing that I want to do is three things, but the one thing I'm already doing. So the second thing I want to do is incorporate meditation into my morning routine. Now, I'm going to share with you that I'm going to maybe start off with about 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Headspace has a 3 minute.
I'll do a Headspace 3 minute.
Shout out to Headspace. We're looking for sponsors.
Yeah, definitely. 3 minutes. Okay, I'll start. I'll start tomorrow. Okay, Sunday's the start of a new week. Mm-hmm. Okay, we often think of Monday being. Isn't it weird? We think of Monday sort of the new. Really, yeah. It's Sunday.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so Sunday, and then lastly, when we talk again, hopefully soon. Hopefully you invite me back. I would love to.
If we get more than two listeners, you're in.
So, you know what I'll do? I'll have my students. I'll give them extra credit if they subscribe to the podcast. That's great. Guys, extra credit. Everyone
Exactly.
gets an A.
Extra credit.
Okay?
You got to listen to this 40 minutes of
Yes,
nonsense.
40 minutes of us speaking. Probably none of it pertains to you because you guys are 16 years old.
But it's good life lessons for
But
them.
it's good life lessons.
I've been doing this for 50 minutes, dude.
Really?
Yeah, 49 minutes
God,
and
I just feel like
14 seconds.
I'm still ready to go. But
we'll save our listeners.
You know, give us an iTunes review and
Yeah,
you know,
it's easy
you know,
we'll
you
register
gotta, you
you
get an A.
for we don't have anything. So
Yeah.
we get an A. We get an
And then
attaboy sticker.
lastly, and then lastly, so that, so 3 minutes of that, and then lastly, you know, Jamie, I want you to be able to ask me the question, how is it going with your eating, you know?
Okay.
Again, and see where I'm at. Okay, hopefully I'll be able to share with you. Still on track, still looking good. I mean, when I say looking good, I don't mean that, but I'm, you know, still feeling good.
Right,
You know, looking good,
cool.
I mean, whatever.
All right, well, let's wrap this thing up.
What about you? Anything that you want to incorporate next time we meet, or are you just going to just, is there anything
No,
that...
just hopefully next time we meet, I'm still doing what I'm doing, and I'm not eating like a
The wheels haven't
4-year-old.
fallen off.
Yeah,
Yeah, the wheels haven't fallen
exactly.
off.
So as most of you guys know, my theories on nutrition are don't eat like a 3-year-old, and stay out of the pantry, which is why I put a lock on the pantry. I'll admit it. We'll talk about that maybe during the Samantha Bills Renee show. But yeah, so I hope I'm not fall off the wagon
Okay.
and ate 17 base culture brownies.
God, which is not hard to do.
Exactly. All right, so that's all for now. Thanks for tuning in, and
Thank you guys for listening,
we'll
and
catch you later. If you want to be on the at the whiteboard show, let us know. We love to have you on, and we'll just talk some shop or just talk in general.
yes, thank you so much, Joe.
All right, guys, thank you.